today. A couple of divers who hold U.S. and world records take off to participate in two competitions next month. Daniel Koval and Kristen Kuba live in Kona, and they hold records for deep-sea dives. Koval talked about how he got his start in the sport.
Well, actually, holding your breath isn't as difficult as most people think. I actually teach free diving courses in Oahu and on Big Island. And even in my beginner course, I get people, holding their breath on the first day of the course for up to 3 minutes or even more. So it's just learning about your body a little bit. So we sort of go into the physiology of freediving during that course. And once people realize that this urge to breathe that they're feeling isn't actually meaning that they need to breathe, then they can sort of work past it and hold their breath for longer. So I like to tell people sort of lactic acid building up in your muscles when you go out for the dog. Just because it's there doesn't mean you have to stop jogging. You can sort of push through the pain. Well, with that urge to breathe, you can do a similar type thing.
Now, you've broken a number of records holding your breath and going deep down. Talk about that.
Yeah, so I think I have 5 records now, 5 United States records. And they've been in a few different disciplines. The first record I broke was with that monofin, which is constant weight with monofin, which is pretty much diving with the same amount of weight as you come up with. So it's all using your own power. And it's my favorite discipline and also the most recognized or deepest discipline in freediving that we have. That's the one that I wanted to do first. And then since the dive is a little bit faster with the monofin because you have so much power with that big dolphin tail-like fin, it started to allow me to get comfortable with the deeper depths, and then I started breaking records in other disciplines as well. Currently 4 disciplines that we recognize in constant weight freediving competitions. There's no fins, which I wasn't born, or I didn't really swim that much in my earlier years, competitively. So I sort of leave that discipline to more competitive swimmers that have gotten into freediving. But then there's also free immersion, which is pulling down the line, and bifins, which is kicking 2 fins. And then the monofin. So the other records I set were in free immersion, which is pulling down the line. You're using your arms, so it's a lot smaller of a muscle, so it conserves a little bit more oxygen. But the dives tend to be really long. So even though I'm not going as deep in my free immersion dive, my dive is 30 seconds longer than my constant weight dive to the same depth. So and then there's bifins, which is 2 fins, which I also had a another record in that one.
So did you have a mentor at all? I mean, if you say you didn't really compete in swimming, what got you into the diving part of it?
Yeah, I did have a mentor, actually. So I started out getting into freediving pretty much just like anyone else. My dad got me a pole spear for Christmas, and you give a little kid something to shoot things with, go out and do it. So, I got into it through spearfishing, and then, I actually am originally from California. I moved to Hawaii when I was 19, and spearfished out here. And I realized it's much harder to spearfish out here because you have to dive deeper. So that got me sort of looking into freediving more and how to progress in my depth. And then I sought out some freediving courses. And I actually took a course from Martin Stepanek. He also teaches here on Big Island. And he's actually from the Czech Republic, and he's a 13-time world record holder. And he's the person who trained me, and I took all my courses with, and then became an instructor. So he was actually the first man to dive over 400 feet using the monofin. He does hold courses here on Big Island occasionally. So, if you want to get into freediving, he would be definitely someone to seek out. He mainly does more advanced courses or instructor courses, but I also teach pretty much the same courses, level one through level three, but I do it in Oahu, so it's a little bit more accessible to Oahu or
okay.
people.
Well, that's good to know. Oh. And then now, what are the other competitions that you got coming up?
There's two competitions that we'll be competing in there, both Kristen and I, my partner, and it's the Caribbean Cup, and then right after that is the World Championships.
So tell us about her records.
So, yeah, Kristen did a record in bisons last year, 71 meters in bisons. So that was pretty much her first record, and that was really exciting for her. So, and then this year she's even progressed on top of that, so it's going to be really exciting to see her compete at the World Championships because we had some really good breakthroughs with her depth during the Philippines. So it's going to be an exciting year for us, exciting competition.
Well, that's great. I'm envious of you folks and your skill at going, you know, deep down like that.
Well, I train year-round. Luckily, we have really amazing waters here. On the Big Island is actually where we live. So right in Kona, we have really deep waters, really close to shore. So we train all the time here, and this helps us prepare for going to these competitions. But I also do want to say that I was just like anyone else. I didn't really have a natural talent or anything like that. I had a hard time holding my breath just like anyone else. But it's amazing if you, what you will learn in these freediving courses, if you would take your first freediving course, how much you would learn. And then the progression there is endless, as I think anyone can actually really be a deep freediver.
And you can follow the dives with Daniel and Kristen with links to social media on our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.